what's up, guy?
No. No.
Stays crunchy. And milk.
No. Not, no, because he'd do that better. Only T can do
that. Yeah, that's not our show.
No.
I don't know. I don't got one. Do you got one?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to that podcast for your ass. GWA, Games with Attitude. It's been a minute, bro.
I think the last one I did was Christmas time.
Yeah. It's really?
Yeah.
That's been a long time.
I was on the Facebook page and it says, I think, Christmas 2018 special.
Well, life does get busy, and what the listeners don't know is we fucking busy.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of free time, now I don't.
Well, we did that skating event. I think that was after, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did that. I've been heavy into skating.
We haven't done one, so we only did the one.
Damn, yeah, we did the one. I go skating every chance I get. I'm in a crew, Roll Kings now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be throwing another event in a park.
Oh, word?
Yeah, we want to do it in the park, so everybody, the whole people going to do that. We're going to have the DJ, food, and stuff.
So it'll be an outdoor one? That's sweet.
Yeah, so whenever any heat stroke going on.
I mean, in the winter?
Yeah. So maybe soon, hopefully I'll have details on that and some flyers and shit be spreading it on Facebook.
For sure.
But, divorce. Want to talk about it?
That's you.
Oh, shit, shut up. Yeah, it's going great. I have found many loves along the way.
Is your right hand getting jealous yet?
Not yet, because my left one's smacking girls' booties. I'm out here whoring it. Those of you don't know, I am a whore. I don't get paid, though. So I don't know if that makes me a bitch or a whore. Either way, I'm happy now.
Just makes you stupid.
I guess so. Skeet, skeet. I'm your mama. Yeah, we having a hell of a time out here, man. Skating, having a good life, being a dad, playing new games coming out and shit.
Right.
And speaking of being a new dad.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a new dad.
You had sex.
Yes, I did.
Oh, used your penis. High five him. High five that booty.
Yeah, my girlfriend's pregnant. We're going to have a baby boy, so we're both really excited / really, really nervous.
We get to buy boy toys now.
I know.
Not look like weirdos in the
store. I showed her that message you sent me saying, we can go shopping for toys now. She's like, no, you can't.
Yes, we can.
It's for the kids.
We're going to be at Target.
For the kids.
Since they took away Toys R Us. R.I.P.
For the kids.
For the children.
For the children.
Yeah, I'm That's excited. No. No,
keep,
it is.
Keep it in the box.
I mean, we went shopping today for my kid. I had to go. I told him. He was doing real bad in school,
mm-hmm.
and he's smarter than he leads on.
Right.
And I come to the conclusion? That too. And I'm like, if you get good grades every week, I will buy you a Pokemon toy.
Right.
So he became like a straight A student over like a month. Like no right, no nothing, like just getting straight A's and straight, you know, good marks. And I'm like, oh shit.
You gotta buy them stuff now.
Now I gotta catch them all. Right. And now I'm broke all. But yeah, so I've been hitting, you know, we've been hitting up all the GameStops and the Targets and the Walmarts, and I'm looking for these Pokemon toys just so I can have them.
Right.
Because I promised him every week I'd have one if he got good grades.
And you need to find new ones.
Yeah.
There's not that many, unfortunately.
Right.
I haven't come out with a new one in a while.
Yeah, I fucked myself on this one because those are expensive. yeah, but hey, it's worth it.
Yeah, it works.
It worked, and he doesn't have to go to that school I went to, and I didn't do
that. That was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's true. But he's doing good, and I have, like, he's a great hire to me now. He's
finally.
He's six. But yeah, other things happened.
You had a big thing that just happened on Fallout 76 with yourself.
Yeah, so
some people might have seen it actually online.
Yeah, so if you Google Dave's Need Fallout 76, you'll see a story. And the story is I was playing Fallout 76 and I got an invite. So I you know, started playing with this guy. He's in his 70s. His name is Pops. He said, call me Pops. Old war vet. He said he's got a game room. He just told me like his whole life story. He's just like, I'm a whole black man playing. I'm like,
just retired playing video games. Yeah, he's
like, got me a Mexican woman. I love her. I'm like, Consuela was her name. And I'm like, okay, you know. And I'm thinking like, oh, he's old. He's not going to be good or something. But he made me look fucking dumb.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, they do. Crossing guards. The guy that gives you the tornado things, S711. That too. But yeah, we'll be playing. And this guy's hilarious. He's telling me he plays Destiny. And I'm a level like 125 or something. I get on when I can.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like level 243. And he had two more characters
mm-hmm.
with gear and stuff. And I'm like, oh shit. He knew the spawn times of enemies and like everything. Like he just knew the game. Like, if you stopped in someone's street corner that knew their neighborhood, he, you know, oh, just take a left over there by the
right
blue fucking tree or some shit. He just knew the game.
Fallout 76 was his neighborhood.
That was his neighborhood. He knew everything. He knew where the caps. He was retired. Like, I get it. But he was really good. Like, he was taking out Scorch Beast in a couple hits and shit. Like,
jeez.
So, later on that night, he started complaining of chest pains.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, and he's moaning, and I can hear pill bottles getting knocked over, and I'm like, Pops, what's going on, man? And it was just me and him in the party. I'm like, you all right, dude? And I didn't hear nothing, and then it was like dead silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did he just fucking die?
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh.
You're worried, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So, I message Xbox. I'm like, I don't know if there's like wasting somebody over there. I don't know what to do here. This is his gamer tag and shit. And then, you know, I took pictures of, like, the in-game character. And he was just, like, standing there with the gun. And this was, like, for hours. Like, he was still in the game and I couldn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, right. Shit, is he laying there fucked up? Like, what's going on?
Mm.
So, and then I put a group chat. I was in, like, a Facebook
Fallout group.
Yeah. Everything Fallout. And I was like, I told him the story. And I was like, I'm not, I put the pictures on there. I'm like, if anybody knows who this is, let me know. You know, this is what happened. Maybe you can get in touch with them. By then it's going, you know, I forgot how many days that had been. I was like, it's been a couple days. I don't know what's going on. So like by the seventh day, I think, or whatever, like mm-hmm. after posting, it was like the next day, like people started hitting me up. And it was like PC Invasion magazine or website. Right,
one of the writers, yeah.
And a couple other things. And just like, hey, can we talk to you about this? I'm like, what's going on? And I guess it like spread like wildfire. And thousands of shares and stuff. And
because he put up that story like an hour after you were done talking to him.
Right. So like people are just like, they're sharing it. They're putting it on Reddit and they're all these other sites. And it was like the gaming community became like Dog the Bounty Hunter
mm-hmm.
looking for this guy. And I didn't expect it to blow up that fast. That wasn't my intention.
Right.
And I was like, you know, but then three people were like, yeah, that's what I was looking for. They were like, we know who you're talking about. We play with him on Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We know Pops. And I was like, oh shit. Because there was people on there going, oh, you're just doing this for fucking attention. Which, no, if you know me, you know all my other posts are for attention. But this one wasn't, right. You know what right. I'm saying? And it was fucked up, but it was crazy because everyone was like, hashtag pray for Pops. It turned mm-hmm. into this thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I forgot how long. Somebody got a hold of him. Finally, he was in the hospital, two heart attacks.
That's crazy.
And I guess I updated the magazine guy. I was like, you know, they found him. He's partially paralyzed. I don't know what else, but they talked to him. He said he's got to get back on his feet and stuff. So I got home because I had messaged him before I would go to work and then after I got home from work while playing.
To see if he was there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even play the game. Like, it just felt weird. Like, I didn't want to play it until, like, I knew what was going on.
Right.
And people were messaging me and they're like, hey, they talked to him. And this other guy, like, Will Polk talked to him. And I'll read you what his says. Let me see if I can find it.
Who's?
Huh?
Will or someone else?
Will's. I got it right here. But it was like everyone got a hold of him,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, he was doing. Oh, he just got to get back on his feet type thing. And I was like, okay, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I gotta read it to you because it was like actually really, like, sad. But where the hell did I put it?
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Is this it? Okay, this is it. So one guy was like, "Yo, pops, where you been at? Trying to make it. Been sick. Had some surgery. Trying to get back on my feet." So these are people that were like reaching out to him.
Right.
And it was, "Hope you're okay. Just so you know, one of your new friends posted to a follow on Facebook. It's got tons of likes, blah, blah, blah." Then this other guy, Will Polk. Let me see. This one. That's not it. Yeah, this is it. "Hope you're okay." He's like, "So what is this group you're talking about?"
What is this, Facebook?
Yeah, he does say that. He's like, "It's called Everything Fallout. You were in a party with him. His gamer tag is Bosrock Gamer." He's like, "Yeah, I had a real bad attack, whatever. Quit playing at the time. I'm okay now. No worries. I am tough." The old man talking.
Yeah.
"How do I get to this page?" And you know, he's like, "Do you have Facebook?" He's like, "No. So it's okay. Too old for that." And then he's like, "Maybe I will make one." So, and then you know, the guy's like, "I'm sure there are quite a few people that would like to play with you at the very least." And then he's like, "Really? Well, thanks. I hope that's a good thing." And he was like, "It definitely is."
Yeah.
Which is like, that's heartwarming.
Yeah.
But he's okay. And it was like crazy how they did, how fast, like, yeah, the gaming community like reacted to it.
Then he finally talked to you.
Yeah.
He finally got a hold of you once he got back online. Yeah. And what did he say to you?
He was like, "Where are you at?" Like, he was excited. You know, he was like, "Where are you at? I'm excited. I got to talk to you. Lots been going on and stuff. I can't wait to play with you."
Mm-hmm.
And that one thing you got to read, man. It's funny. But, yeah, I got on there. I was just, like, happy. You could tell he's just, like, and he told, like, the one people, was like, "My faith in humanity is restored."
Mm-hmm.
And he cried and stuff like that. And Jeffrey Knight, let me see. Jeffrey Knight is, there was, like, a bunch of people that found him, like, after, like, a couple days.
That's good.
You know? And it was, like, he wasn't online, but they were able to message him, which was, like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dude, that, like, now all these people are in that group going, "You're a celebrity now." And I'm like, "How does it feel?" And I'm like, "I feel the same. I just hope somebody would do that for me if I had a heart attack and fell down or some shit."
Especially if it was, you know, during gameplay.
Right. And it's like,
wondering if you're okay or not.
Because it's like, weird because you can't really do anything. And then I posted, like, update on Pops. He's doing okay. Thanks to Jeffrey Knight. You know, you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, within a couple hours, it was at 647 likes and hearts and everything.
And that's good.
"Glad to hear Pops is kicking. Good. Oh, always check on people you worry about." And people are just, a lot of girls putting the heart emojis. Hmm? Oh, maybe I'll.
You think that means something for you?
No, because it's moving on. Oh! But yeah, it was crazy. It was like, yeah, they were like, "Oh, you did a good thing." I just thought I was doing like a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got something for that. Ah, 2019. Y'all ready for this? I was playing Fallout 76. Chilling in my basement. Had a bag of peanut M&M's and a iced tea in my hand. And I'm saving people online. Online hero. And I'm saving people online. Unintentionally. I hope you do the same for me. I do it for you. I wanna be your hero online. Even if the game's shitty, I don't care, bro. Do you have online? Do you have internet? You know what I'm saying? That's it. Cut my track. That's what I wrote about.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, you know.
So, off of that, speaking of heroes, what about hero video games? What in your mind are the best hero video games out there?
So, probably like from back in the day till now.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna tell you about my favorite. Can you cut that, please? Thank you. I got a list right here. I hope you read. Did you put a list? Cause
I didn't put a list, but I have a list in my head.
Okay, motherfucker. Well, that's some bullshit. my number one like hero game from back in the day that I still go to was Kung Fu.
Okay.
For the original NES, and it was like I would watch Bruce Lee or a Kung Fu movie, and you would have to go rescue, you know, his girlfriend tied up on the top of the building and shit they were in, but it was just like Game of Death or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his name was Johnny, the main character's name was Johnny, and you had to go through each floor, and it had the one guy on the second floor, Mr. X was always like, you know, but it was cool because you could kick, punch, all in the mind. No,
I was waiting for that.
And that game was like dope for the longest time, dude. I remember playing the shit out of him, and that was like my number one hero game. Like, when I thought about like hero games. And then number two for me was Legend of Zelda. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Original?
Original Legend of Zelda. You didn't know what was going on. You go in the cave, you know, get the sword. Eventually, you just figured it out with no online help, no guidebooks. You just did it. You memorized that map. You knew you had to save, you know, Princess Zordo, get the tribe horses.
I don't think that's what they're called.
Fight Goonin. Manon? What's his
Ganon?
Name? Randon? Manny? Manuel.
He's Mexican?
Maybe.
Ernesto?
No. Nesto, my friend. I can't... Is Gandor?
Ganon.
Why he got three names?
I don't know.
Stupid.
I man. Thought your Legend of Zelda fanatic. You should know the answer to
I
that
just
one.
Like the gold. I don't know anything about the game. I know he has a sword.
And a shield?
Yeah, I ain't played in chickens. Chickens are in the game. And you can't die, because you... Yeah, part two. I am error. Part two, that was the glitch. I am error. I never could figure that out. Okay, moving on. Three, Resident Evil 4. Classic. Classic hero game, because it was almost like you were James Bond, especially at the end when you're on the raft with the princess's daughter, and it had that James Bond-esque feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously had sex with her. Your resident penis.
In the game.
Could
you actually see it?
I'm pretty sure you put it in there. that game from beginning to end, great. Leveling up the guns and shit like that. Like, I love stuff like that. I can't say Metroid. Metroid's a great game, but they're great, but in a hero way, you're just saving a planet. You're not really, you know, actually, you just blow the fucking planet up, really. Mother Brain gets killed. That's not really... That's just a cool action game. I can't count, like, Mega Man, because he's a robot. He ain't got no feelings. That's dumb. What else? Street Fighter can't be a hero game. No fighting games. They dumb. ActRaiser on Super Nintendo. That was a great fucking game. Did you ever play to it?
No, I never have.
So anyway, you like this god that come down and shit, and it's like you like clear out the earth and you build the city like in these areas, and it's like top down. But then when you gotta fight demons and shit, it would go like this 2D fighter, like, and you would fight monsters with a sword and stuff, and then that game was badass. You were, you know, to me that was a hero game. You're saving the land, people and shit. That was a really cool game. I still play the shit out of that game. Ugh, I had a lot to drink.
That pizza. Pizza.
It is heat stroke weather right now. Keep your old people and dogs in the house.
Seriously.
And you'll be all right.
It's about 90 out today.
Number five.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest action heroes of all time. Millions of games. Like, I think six. And...
Can you count that high?
I've only got a top five.
Okay.
And He's five. Number five, greatest hero person of all time, Mario.
Okay. Which game?
Yep.
Which one?
It is.
Which game?
That one.
Which one?
Mario.
The first one?
Yep.
No, the second one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
The second one, right?
No. Do-do-do.
Number two.
Show. Coming.
Number two.
Turtle.
Oh. Mario 2, right?
Koopa.
Mario 2.
He coming.
That's your favorite
Game Boy?
One? Mario 2
Virtual
is your favorite
tennis.
One?
Striker. Soccer.
Those were great games.
Tennis. Smash.
Baseball.
He and everything. He a hero. He everywhere.
Hero to everything and everyone.
He hero. He's saving princes. Always disappearing. Stay the fuck in the house. You know what I'm saying?
That turtle always steals her.
He what? That ain't even. Is that a snapping turtle?
Yeah.
That's what he is?
Well, technically, I don't know.
Or a dragon turtle. Like
sure, why
from
not?
Komondos. One of those Komondo dragons from Chipokio. Chipokio. Huh?
Komono dragon?
That's an outfit.
That's a
Komono on. Then dragons would be like, fire. No. White Walkers, watch out. Game of dragons.
Game of dragons.
Throne room. Throne room dragons. Lord of the Ring dragons. All right, that fucking nerd show. You know what it is.
All right. Game of Thrones.
Aquaman have beaten them cheeks of that girl that rode the dragon. Girls be, oh, Aquaman, shut up. Yeah. That's my list.
I didn't really make a list, but for me, Mario would be my top hero.
Okay.
That game... Zelda.
Zeldor.
Link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd be in there. I didn't even think my list through. That's terrible.
Okay, well, I made another list for you.
A list of what?
List of the best hero songs that you could play while you're having sex. Okay.
All right.
We already played Wind Beneath My Wings. That's a good one during sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is another good one, like Bonnie Tyler. And I hate when they play commercials on this shit, but a lot of people, this song like got famous for me because of Short Circuit. Mm-hmm. When this came out, and they even put it in like Saints Row.
Yeah, I can see that.
At the end of the game, you had to make a choice, Saints Row the Third, and save the girls on the Statue of Liberty, Stillport, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or go fight the Luchadors. But that is a classic hero song. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second favorite song. That is the all-time best hero song.
Mm-hmm.
That's from hockey.
Hulk Hogan.
Is that from Hogan?
That's Hulk Hogan's entrance song.
I heard that at a hockey game. Kids hockey game. I just thought it was some drunk dad singing.
Well, same thing.
Man, you hurt my team or something. Woo! Mariah Carey, Hero.
Yeah.
Another one. Foo Fighters. There go my hero.
You're such a great Woo! Singer.
I don't know how this song would hold up, but this is the greatest. Original Transformers movie? Stan Bush, bro. Like, when you hear that song, you think Transformers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an action fan like me, then you should know. Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Van Damme. Like, he also made songs for those movies.
Really?
So, like, Kumite. If it wasn't for this movie, there'd be no Street Fighter arcade. No, I'm just kidding. But then yeah, he made the other song where, what do you call it? He's on the bus and he's worrying about his brother. And the guy who broke his back, Bolo from Game of Death,
mm-hmm.
or Enter the Dragon, he's like looking at him, and he sees the reflection, And then Van Damme looks and the reflection is gone. He's like, no, I'm seeing stuff. But this song, you know, and he's doing the splits on top of the hotel he's staying at before the big tournament of Kill You.
Mm-hmm.
But he was big in the 80s, man. Like, them songs was sweet. Then, you know, you had Thunder in Your Heart, Transformer movie with the dinosaur cons. What are they called?
Decepticons.
Jurastors. No? Jurasticons. No? These songs were great back then. Never Surrender. Rocky. Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
But there's one that's the most ultimate. Here it is. It's raining outside. Said your car broke down on the edge of the road. You don't got AAA, so you called me on the phone. Said you don't wanna get all wet, you got a flat on your Corvette. You need a hero to come fix it. Balls wrong drive his Toyota Yaris up the road. I even gonna get there before you even unload. Gonna grab my tire jack and fix your fucking flat. Have you back on the road, give me a kiss, remember that I'm your hero. Oh, anything you want, I'm your hero. Saving people online, bro, I'm a hero. Don't cross the street, look both ways, I'm your hero. Please, I don't need to get paid. Somebody broke in your house, I heard it myself. It's not gonna be that Christmas elf on your shelf. I came over, I got a carried gun. I shot two slugs in them, and then I fucking run. Wait, you can get arrested for that? Oh, I guess I'll just leave that alone. I called 911, they never picked up the phone. Girl, these songs don't make much sense. All I know is one day I'll never be your president. I'm your hero, 2019, bro, I'm your hero. Sitting on the back of the bus licking windows, got my hero. I wanna hold your hand, I'm your hero. Got a shield in my hand. If you're getting jumped outside, I might just step in. Even if they're bigger than me, I'll fight, cause I'm your friend. If people talking shit to you online, I'll run no day. I might say your mama's here, roll over and make her pay. I'm your hero, 2019's what I do. I'm your hero, I'll stick up for you. I'm your hero, just let me get a cigarette. I'm your best friend hero, can we go eat dinner yet? Don't treat me like a bum, homeless guy, I am your friend. Can we go spend money? I like doing that again. I'm out of here, man, 2019. Sometimes my songs don't make sense, but I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I got a lot of...
You got a lot of songs that don't make any sense whatsoever.
No, Seth Macy do, because he don't sing, dude. I have won the Facebook beef. I'm another hero on that end. He left Facebook. I am no more contender, Facebook challenger. You can't tops me. Okay? Why are you so quiet?
Me?
Huh? Where's your friend at? Why ain't he on the show?
My best friend, Seth Macy?
Yeah, why ain't he on the show?
Because he's with his family on a lake.
That's
right now.
Lame excuse, man. I ain't.
Yeah, you're here for some reason.
Yeah, I am. Because look, you got Doritos. You got chips. I came. You said you have food.
And that's the only reason he came over.
You got syrupies. You have more ice cream?
No, not for you.
Let me pass them M&M's.
No. That's mine.
Who's Slim Jim?
That's yours. Oh. Remember you said it was too spicy and you started crying?
Oh, yeah. Not all wear capes. Heroes.
So, supposedly this beef is over between you and Seth.
Yeah, I won.
And why you say you won? Because just because he left Facebook?
Yeah. That's right. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. This song is going out to Seth Marson. Chomp. Could you check your Facebook tonight? Start the song over. Yeah. This song is going out to Chomp Macy. I hope y'all ready. Could you check your Facebook if you had Wi-Fi? Could you see? Oh, please tell me this. Did Seth Macy laugh? Did he even cry? My memes would make you die. We went to Maine for my boy's wedding. And we played on the open seas there. Then I seen Seth's face while I was eating wedding food. And I sadly puked on this dude. I can't stand your face, Seth Mason. Your chin is long as Matt the Knife. I don't want to be your friend on Twitter, 'cause I am the Facebook Kings. Earth. 2019 came and I noticed he left. I just laughed. Chris was like, why are you laughing? And then I told him Seth lost and that I'm the champ of the Facebook beef tonight. Oh, I am Facebook's fucking hero. I took away his fucking crown. I made friends on his friends laugh at him. I made all his friends laugh at him. Seth Mason, you can come on Facebook anytime. You can find me, bro. You can message. But I'm the winner, bro. Come hug your boy Chris real quick, man. He crying. Need some Kleenex, you little sissy. Huh? Shout out to your weak-ass gamer score. I seen that shit. Yeah, my 7-year-old was like, Daddy, what's wrong? I was like, something wrong with him, boy. We don't talk about it. So, if you see somebody on Facebook like Seth Mason, please don't add him as your friend. His jokes be whack. WK, whack. I think, is there a C in there? There might be a C, whack. Like the punt, like, you ever watch back in old movie, whack. Oh, sound effect. Tonight. I could be your Facebook hero. Lish would put her emojis. We smoked weed on our way down to Maine. We smoked weed in an Escalade. Ah, thank you, 2019. I am the Facebook king. Cut my shit, motherfucker. Ah, thank you. Uh-huh. What do you think about that?
That was something, that's for sure.
You like that?
No, not really.
Okay, well, preach on.
I'm sure Seth won't like it either.
Yo, he ain't even got internet.
I think he does.
You know what I say to Seth Mason?
What?
Doritos delicious. This is the sound I would make if I was, like, kicking him in the neck. It would sound like this. Oh, my neck.
Does it sound like that because he has Doritos in his mouth?
No. That's how they make sound effects at the movie studios.
I know that, but that's not a neck-snapping sound.
Yeah, it is. Like, okay. Like, if he was falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And then the sound effect, like, oh, my shoe. Oh! That's the sound.
That's like the Mortal Kombat sound effect of bones breaking in a finisher.
No! Like in the movies where, like, Seagal or Van Damme breaking a neck, and they got him in the headlocks. Never surrender. And they're like, you hold still. Tell me where the enemy base is. And they're like, nobody telling. Nobody's saying nothing.
You know what video I'm thinking of?
What?
The one of James Harden breaking the guy's ankle.
Oh, my ankle.
And then he needs some milk.
I need some milk. His soul came out. You gotta send that one to me again. I need some milk.
I gotta find it again.
But that's how they make sound effects. We went to Universal Studios and they was like doing celery, gravel and shit.
So what we'll do is we'll post, I'll share the...
Oh, my arm!
I'll share the pop story.
Wow!
On our Facebook page so people can read it.
Yeah.
Because the guy who wrote it did a lot better job explaining it than you did.
Yeah.
Because he knows words better than you do.
College.
Right. Most likely.
Show off.
Sorry, first grade.
Wash it all down.
Any shout-outs you want to give out to today?
Before
we end the show here?
Shout out to Pops.
It's just a quickie show. Just to give a little update of what's been going on since we haven't been on in a
while.
Yeah,
shout out to Pops. iPops Fury on Xbox. And he served in the wars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all my veteran friends. And veterinarian friends.
Happy 4th of July since today's the 5th on the recording day that we're doing this.
Yeah. Seth Macy, shout out to him for being a general in the Salvation Army. Because that's all his posts were on Facebook's. Oh, Salvation Army. That's day week. Salvation. Ah, I made you laugh at your friend.
I'm laughing at your face.
Shout out to myself for being the Facebook kings. Uh-huh. That's right. Shout out to my friends who got divorced and putting that Wayness in again. Yeah. Life's great. I'm sexing.
I'll give a shout out to my girlfriend, which I won't say her name today. Shout out to Terrence.
T.
Shout out to Ernesto, since you didn't do one yet.
Broke Ernesto's arm. Ah, Ernesto, keep running.
Shout out to my best friend, Seth Macy.
What?
My best friend.
Edit that out.
You didn't even talk about your best friend.
Edu.
You didn't even give him a shout out.
I did. I said Lish.
You hear that, Lish?
I said Lish 14 times.
You didn't shout out to him.
We say good morning every morning. Text.
With a heart emoji?
Yeah, and we got girlfriends.
He's married.
Oh, that's the same thing.
little different.
It ain't little different. Little Debbie. You never know really how fat you are until you hear you're out of breath on a podcast.
Just from eating chips.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to listen, you're like, is that fucking Darth Vader?
No, just you trying to breathe.
Like, what am I sliding down the McDonald's slide?
You're not even moving.
No, I'm not. Like, my neck's like, are you okay? Shout out to all the fans still. Everyone. We definitely got to go see Spider-Man's again.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We're happy you guys still listen, even though we barely put out shows anymore.
And shout out to the gaming community for being like so
awesome.
Awesome getting on that. Like, wow. Yeah.
And I keep following the page, Gamers with Attitude, WIT in the middle. We post funny stuff every so often, you know. Try to keep up on gaming news as much as we can. Even though it's not our own stuff, we try to share and give you guys information as much as possible. We're going to try to do more shows, probably quicker ones like this, not anything long or anything.
Yeah.
This one's about 40 minutes probably, I think.
45. Damn. I'm so short, like if I jumped off the curb, because I'm short, it would sound like this. Oh! That's funny. It's still falling.
Hey, this is Beef Lord CEO Seth Macy. Sorry about that. Just another sale at the Beef Lord store. I'm out here in my money bin. We're selling lots of product, and I just wanted to say that I quit Facebook because I got sick of seeing pictures of Balzrog's haggard-looking face, and it was taking away time, valuable time, from me counting all the money I'm making with my new and exclusive clothing line at Beef Lord's Gaming Depot. Oh, another sale. Sorry, gotta go. Take care of this customer. That's what I do.